On this weekend's Motherlode Views, we are having a good conversation about the Motherlode Regional Juvenile Detention Facility. We're talking with Dan Hawks, who is the Chief Probation Officer for Tuolumne County, the Facility Superintendent Annie Hockett, and the Board Chair of the Supervisors, Ryan Campbell. And I'll go back to Chief Probation Officer Hawks. Is there anything at the state level that you're keeping an eye on or is having an impact on Tuolumne County and the operations?
Yeah, actually, the timing right now is perfect for us in this facility and getting it, you know, the operational piece of it in place. The state has passed legislation, SB 823, which will end the process or the, as Supervisor Campbell talked about, the process of sending our youth away to another facility. Essentially, it's going to be eliminating the state's Department of Corrections for Juveniles, called Department of Juvenile Justice. And why is that important? Well, it means that there is no, you know, final stopgap place for youth in the state to go. And there's also revenue being realigned back to counties, all counties, so that they can contract for detention space with other facilities. So basically, the states recognize that that's a failed system, that DJJ has been unsuccessful, high recidivism, bad outcomes. And so they finally, you know, pulled the plug on that system and are realigning the funds back to counties and the youth back to counties. We haven't used DJJ in many years. So, you know, that doesn't impact us much, but this will free up some revenue for our county partners to enter into long-term contracts with us and help, you know, provide for a future for us, a certain future. I've also, you know, reached out to Chairman Campbell, and he's been willing to participate in our Juvenile Justice Coordinating Council, which is putting together our DJJ realignment plan. So we'll be working on that together with other community agencies and partners.
Supervisor Campbell, anything you'd like to add on that topic?
No, we're just like with all of the other realignments we've been through in the county, we're looking forward to figuring out a new path forward. I think when the juvenile detention facility opened, I don't think the idea that this was the right thing to do for our kids, I don't think was ever in question. I think where there was some controversy was about the way it was financed and whether or not it was more expensive than what we could afford in a county of Tuolumne of our size. To Dan's great credit, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Dan, I think you've only been on the job about a year, right?
Not even a year.
Not even a year. And kind of his marching orders were to get some agreements and get contracts and truly turn this into a regional juvenile detention facility with partnerships with our neighboring counties. And we've done that. And that has significantly improved the financial situation of that that department, that service, and brought the cost of services down. And so really, you know, I've just, my role in all of this has been to sit in the stands with the pom-poms and be the cheerleader. And Dan and Annie and their team have really made this the jewel of youth corrections in California, I think.
Hey, we've got just about a minute left on this weekend show. Annie Hockett, any closing comments you'd like to make?
No, just, you know, I think, you know, we mentioned just the quality of what we do. I would be remiss not to just draw some attention to our staff. You know, we have great staff, and there's that saying, you know, it's not programs, it's people that really make the difference. And our staff are trauma informed. They show up every day wanting to do what's right for these kids. And, you know, they deserve tons of kudos in our success as well. We have a great team and just really committed individuals wanting to see the best. So, I'm very grateful for the team we have.
And Chief Probation Officer Hawks, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just, you know, to carry on with what Annie said, I'm glad she mentioned our staff. We have great staff, and we couldn't do it without them. So, you know, hats off to them.
It sounds like you have some optimism just about how things are looking in the future for the facility.
I feel very optimistic. My number one goal is to continue to provide this service to the county and to, I value it. I know what we have, and being able to get some of the financial underpinnings in place has been, a huge deal for me, and you know, I'm glad the county put that challenge to me, and that we're doing a better job in that regard. I think it's, you know, there's now some sustainability, so we're very, very optimistic.
We'll have to end on that note. I want to thank our guests, the chairman of the supervisors, Ryan Campbell, chief probation officer, Dan Hawks, and the facility superintendent for the Motherlode Regional Juvenile Detention Facility, Annie Hockett. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.